Hey, good afternoon, and welcome to Nothing But Good News Radio. This is your host, Candy G. I am an internationally recognized author, speaker, trainer, coach, radio, and TV personality, and the creator of the acclaimed Vision program. I have a true life story that's been called from peanut butter to private jets. I've also been referred to as an expert in the field of thought transformation. My mission is to deliver the message and bring you the tools for real success, abundance, and happiness. Now, in this age of sound bites, providing good news in the media is the primary intention and the purpose for Nothing But Good News New World Media. The principles are based on you living your remarkable life, which is the foundation for our magazine, radio, webinars, blogs, online presence, and in all the work that we deliver. I am dedicated to bringing high-quality information to the public through all of the programming and to satisfy the increasing demand for integrity, honesty, and impassioned living. I'm very happy to say that I'm also a cast member of the upcoming movie The Journey, starring Brian Tracy, Bob Proctor, Ridgely Goldsboro, Nick Halleck, Dr. Joe Rubino, Donna Melinda Boyle plus Boyer, plus other exciting cast members, coming in December 2010. And I'll tell you how exciting that is because of our radio guest today. Okay, wait. Before I tell you who it is, a lot of you know who he is because you've already been contacting me and so excited he's here. But before I tell you about our guest today, I want to share with you today's G-Note. Now, most of you know that a G-Note is a daily gift to guide you to greatness that I drop in your email box every single day. It's just a little blurb, a note, a thought, or a quote to get you to think about something positive and productive. Today's G-Note says, "Dear friend, life is like riding a bicycle. In order to keep your balance, you must keep moving." Isn't that a wonderful quote by Albert Einstein? If you'd like to get a G-Note from me every single day, just go to my website, candyg.com. That's K-A-N-D-E-E-G.com. And I'll make sure you get a little spark of inspiration and motivation from me every single day. I think we've done about 1,700 consecutive G-Notes, which is pretty exciting and pretty fun. But, okay, let's get on to the real fun. Our guest today is a fellow cast member from the movie The Journey. Yes, it is Dr. Joe Rubino. And he is the creator of the Self-Esteem System and CEO of the Center for Personal Reinvention. He's an internationally acclaimed expert on elevating self-esteem, a life-changing personal development and success coach on how to restore self-esteem, achieve business success, maximize joy and fulfillment in life, and dramatically increase productivity. He is known for his groundbreaking work in personal and leadership development, building effective teams, enhancing listening and communication skills, life and business coaching, and optimal life planning. I'm telling you, if you're listening today, get on Facebook or get onto my website and send a question if you have a question for Dr. Joe Rubino. So what I'd like to do right now is welcome Dr. Joe to Nothing But Good News Radio.
Candy, it's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Is Dr. Joe appropriate? Is that it? Or is it, Joe? Or just Joe is fine? All right, Joe.
No formalities needed.
Oh, good. You know, I'm so happy to have you here. I really have been going through a lot of your stuff, and you really are quite extraordinary. And I know that you're going to bring a lot here to the listening audience and Nothing But Good News Radio. So what I'd like you to do, if you don't mind, is just take a couple of minutes and fill us in on a little background on who Joe is.
Well, I'm happy to. To give you a little history, I was introduced to the whole personal development concept back in 1991 when I was a very resigned and struggling dentist. And I wasn't struggling from a financial perspective. In fact, my practice was in the top 1% of the country. But I was struggling from a passionate perspective. I wasn't happy in life. I was finding that I was suffering and struggling and just living a life of shoulds. And when I discovered the whole concept of personal development, I decided that it was not only possible for me to reinvent myself, but for me to be an inspiration to myself and to others so that I can inspire other people who were resigned and living a life of shoulds and obligations to get into their best life and to reinvent themselves in a way that works for them so that they could be happy and fulfilled and abundant and have rich relationships and all the other things that are important. And, of course, all that's based on high self-esteem, Candy.
Well, I love the fact that we're going to be talking about self-esteem today, and it's interesting because when you hear your story about the fact that you're a very, very, very successful dentist living the life of shoulds, and if folks understand what that means out there, it's like, this is what I think I should do, and being able to dig down into that place that's really called passion, and being able to truly just breathe each day and live every moment of our life as we're meant to be here in full of passion. I'm so excited to have you here. And we're going to be talking about self-esteem. Now, there are lots of different avenues of personal development. What had you sort of hone in on the self-esteem aspect?
Well, when I entered into personal development, I decided to become a life coach. And as I learned to coach and was coached, moving forward over the last 19 years, I've coached over 1,000 different individuals. What I discovered, Candy, was that whenever there was struggling and suffering, whenever people weren't abundant, whenever their relationships were strained, whenever their communication wasn't effective, whenever they were not living their best lives, it always pointed back to the same underlying ingredient, and that was low self-esteem. So through my research and through my coaching work and through a lot of the personal development work that I did over the first 10 years of my personal development career, I created a three-part system that would support people to do three behaviors: complete and heal their past, assess what's so in their present, and then design their future and choice. And I found that when people could do all three of those aspects, their lives miraculously shifted. They became able to step into their power. They became happy and fulfilled and abundant. And just everything shifted for them.
Very exciting. I know you have a lot of great stuff, and we'll talk about website and how we can find. You've got a lot of great giveaways, and it's wonderful for folks to be able to know that they can go out and touch information and say, here's stuff that I can download and look at and touch it and feel it. And if I like more, I know where to go. I can go to Dr. Joe. But you talk about 7 steps to a soaring self-esteem. So what do you think is one of the biggest... Oh, do you hear that music? That means we're heading to a commercial break. Now, don't go anywhere. I got a lot of questions for you, Joe. This is Nothing But Good News Radio. This is your host, Candy G, and we are having a fabulous show here today with Dr. Joe Rubino. Stick with us.
Amerijet is ready when you are, shipping household goods, personal effects, animal, or even hazardous material. Let Amerijet deliver. Call today at 1-800-927-6059 to anywhere in the Caribbean, Mexico, Central, or South America. Amerijet is ready to ship your package. Customer-friendly and reliable cargo service throughout the world. Personal or business, small and large packages. Amerijet, your best source for great shipping.
Break away to break through to become the total woman you're destined to be. Transform your life and be part of the Total Woman Breakthrough Forum. 2 power-packed days, May 13th and 14th, 2010, at Marriott Hollywood Beach. For information and to register, visit www.totalwoman.us or call 561-210-7186. See you there.
Welcome back. This is Nothing But Good News Radio. This is your host, Candy G. And did you hear that last commercial, the Total Woman Breakthrough Forum? And I got to tell you, that's next week. It's Thursday and Friday, May 13th and 14th at the Marriott on the ocean in Hollywood, Florida. And I just want to let you know, for the entire 2 days, I will be there as your guest MC. I'll be speaking a little bit here or there, but I will be your guest and MC. So I promise you, I absolutely promise you, we're going to have a blast and a lot of fun. So go to totalwoman.us, get registered, and come on out and join us for the Total Woman Breakthrough Forum. You know, Joe, before we went to commercial break, you know, we're talking about 7 steps to a soaring self-esteem. And one of the things, you've done a lot of research on self-esteem. What do you think is one reason that a lot of folks do not have this thing called self-esteem? They don't see themselves that highly. Have you been able to pinpoint it to one thing or just a couple of things?
I absolutely have, Candy. It all comes down to interpretations. And it starts early on in life when we're little children. And we make something up about ourselves, or we buy into someone else's negativity. their opinion about us, which doesn't support us. And then we move forward in life looking through the filters of what we determined early on in life about who we were, about who other people were, and about what the world was like in general. So we made something up about ourselves that didn't support us, made something up about other people and about the world in general. And we then create a self-fulfilling prophecy by scanning far and finding evidence that matches up with whatever that interpretation was. So we learn, in essence, to interpret life in a way that says, I'm flawed, I'm imperfect, I'm unlovable, I'm not good enough, and other people are this way, whatever that way is, you fill in the blank. And we create this self-fulfilling prophecy to the point where we believe that it's true, and it becomes true for us to the extent that it's invisible after a while, where we're absolutely convinced after hundreds or even thousands of episodes of interpreting life in the same sort of pattern, reinforcing each time the decision that we made about how we don't measure up in some way, to the point where we're blind to it. We just think that's just the way it is. That's just the way I am. There's nothing I can do about it. It's my lot in life.
You know, and we're going to talk about some of the things that maybe will turn that around, but I noticed a statistic on one of your blurbs somewhere that said 85% of the world's citizens experience negative effects from a diminished self-esteem. That's an extraordinarily huge number.
Yeah, and that's a very conservative estimate, by the way. It's probably much higher than that because people have situational self-esteem where they might be doing well on five of the six areas of life, but there's always some area that if we're not a 12 on a scale from 1 to 10, where our health and appearance, our wealth and our finances, our occupation or our business, our relationships, both inside and outside of our family, our spiritual and personal development, and having fun and recreating and pursuing our passions, if all of those areas aren't really off the scale with providing us with fulfillment and happiness and passion, then typically, self-esteem is lacking somewhere where we've settled for less and we think that we're incapable of having it all in that particular area.
It's interesting because I take everything you say, and of course, like you just talked about, I run it through my own filters, and I think about my own life and where my own life has taken me from a place of extraordinarily low self-esteem because of the way that I grew up. And being able to change what that was on the inside, I went from being a broke, homeless, single mother to building a sales team to the top 4% in the world. I went from eating peanut butter out of a jar to making as much money in a month as a lot of folks make in a year. I went from, again, eating peanut butter out of a jar to most places I go, I travel by private jets. I don't tell folks those stories, Joe, to impress them, but to truly impress upon folks that you can change this thing that's called self-image on the inside. And I found that every level that I've grown to, there's been another level of recognition and not just growth, but some pretty extraordinary success. When taking a look at your steps to a soaring self-esteem, what is a place when somebody's sitting back, let's go way, way, way back to my early years where I was sitting in a place of just desperately horrible, really horrible self-esteem. What are some of the things that you tell folks to do in the beginning?
Well, it all starts with healing and completing your past. To the extent, Candy, that we're incomplete with our past, we still buy into those things that we made up as an early child, as a young child. And so it's about three different keys to heal and complete. The first is empathy. What was it like in the other person's world to have said or done whatever they said or did that caused us to make up something that we were less than, unlovable, defective, or imperfect in some way? So when we can have empathy, we take away the sting. We no longer take things personally. We ask ourselves, what is it like over there such that this could have shown up in my life, so that it becomes something that we become not attached to, where anything from an ethnic slur to an abusive situation or anything in between, a spanking, a bullying episode, whatever that episode was where we first made up that we were not good enough or unlovable, we can actually start to reinterpret that in a way that allows us to prepave the interpretations for the rest of our life and to create empowering interpretations in the time of upset, so that whenever we're in a stressful situation we no longer have to go to those same interpretations that cause us diminished self-esteem. Forgiveness is the next key. We can forgive ourselves for being human, for being imperfect, forgive others for hurting us. Once we can do that, we can now start to clean up a lot of the interpretations that don't support us, and we can start to forgive ourselves moving forward. And I like to think of it as, thank you for giving me the opportunity to learn and to grow. So it's all a growing experience, and we can reinterpret it as a gift to us that made us wiser, more compassionate, more able to contribute something to the world, as opposed to being a victim at the effect of whatever it was that caused us to diminish our self-esteem. The third area is gratitude. When we can start to look at life from the perspective of being grateful, we now start to have a different filter. So instead of being poor me, or being depressed or angry, or being afraid, we look through the world from grateful eyes, and that really just changes our whole perspective on what we see and what we feel.
Gratitude is such an extraordinary thing, and I agree with you there. And one of the things that I know, like I take a look back at my own life, and I have been able to accomplish some extraordinary things, experience, change a lot of lives. All of that's wonderful, but I will tell you, I look upon my past, and I say, this is one of the conversations I have to myself, Joe, is I say, I was gifted with a very tough early life so that I could learn what it is that I've learned, so I could share it with other people. And so I know that in all of our tough situations, there is always a gift. And so I thank you for bringing that message to the listening audience, because I so believe that that's true. Now, one of the things that I want to ask you, as being a top dentist, was there a low self-esteem issue? You weren't happy, but you were doing all the stuff that you thought you should do.
Yeah, as I define self-esteem, Candy, there's five different areas. It's about personal power, which is our ability to influence others. It's about being significant or having the attention and the affection of other people. It's about feeling good about who we are morally so that we're virtuous. And it's about being competent and able to produce a result with velocity, bringing something into existence that didn't exist before. And then fifth and most importantly, it's about having an appreciation for the other person's world that differentiates self-esteem from ego. So by that definition, I didn't have personal power because I didn't think that I could influence myself or others. I was very resigned and introverted. I was not competent outside of the realm of dentistry. I didn't think that I could do anything else to earn a living. So that I didn't think that I could create value for people, which is really what is the access to abundance. It's how we attract wealth into our lives by creating rich value for other people. So in those two areas, although I was successful monetarily, I had lots of patients, I had the respect of my peers, I had 7 doctors working in my practice, all of that was high on the area of self-esteem, but on a social basis, and on the basis of my thought processes, as far as creating a life of choice, creating a life that was fulfilling and doing something I could be passionate about, I would have rated myself a 1 on a scale from 1 to 10. So I lacked self-esteem in that respect.
So I will tell you, it must have taken a lot of courage to step away. Maybe you haven't stepped away. Are you still a dentist?
No, I retired 16 years ago and sold my practice.
Okay, so to be able to step away from what you knew to say, I'm going to step out and make a difference in the world with what I've learned, I would say that's taken a lot of courage. Was there a time where you were ever fearful way back then?
Well, sure, and it took getting in touch with what it was costing me not to, to give me the impetus to take that bold leap and to say, okay, I'm going to reinvent myself. I'm going to develop the social skills necessary where I can take the focus off of myself and stop the victim status, the self-pity, and I can instead now look to contribute something to others. And it was out of that bold declaration of who I declared I would be, not based on the evidence that said everything to the contrary, but because I said, okay, I'm going to be charismatic, I'm going to be inspirational, I'm going to contribute to people, I'm going to show love, I'm going to do all of the things that I thought I was lacking because I decided to do it. And it just took the declaration, stepping into that declaration, the courage to do so, and realizing the cost of not doing so.
And amazing things that you say in all of those statements. You know, one of the things that I want to ask you, and this is for folks that are listening out there, that you're in a place where, seemingly to the rest of the world, you look so successful. But on the inside, there was a place where I just heard you say that you felt like a victim. And I go to that just to get folks that haven't realized in their own life that they can make changes. Like, what did that look like for you on the inside before you made the moves to step into the reinvention part of Joe?
It looked like suffering and struggling. And of course, as you know, suffering is always optional. It's about having something we don't want or wanting something we don't have. And here I was wanting to do something different that I could be passionate about, and I didn't have that, and I didn't know what that was going to be because I held myself as not very creative, not able to inspire anyone, not very social. And so I held myself in ways that didn't support the vision of what I wanted to be. So it was a big lack and a big gap between my new vision that I was creating for my life and where I thought that I was. So it wasn't until I decided to be those qualities without the evidence necessary that I could step into those things. So that was really what it took.
Yeah, and I love you sharing that piece because a lot of folks are in a place where they don't even realize that that's what they're doing every day. Instead, they're just either being in quiet desperation and just not saying anything or being in a place of complaining all the time about what's not working. And so I appreciate sharing that piece. We're going to talk a little bit about what reinvention looks like right on the other side of this commercial break. Thank you for being here, Joe. This is Candy G on Nothing But Good News Radio.
Amerijet is ready when you are, shipping household goods, personal effects, animal, or even hazardous material. Let Amerijet deliver. Call today at 1-800-927-6059 to anywhere in the Caribbean, Mexico, Central, or South America. Amerijet is ready to ship your package. Customer-friendly and reliable cargo service throughout the world. Personal or business, small and large packages. Amerijet, your best source for great shipping.
Now boarding, next stop, Your Remarkable Life. Hello, this is Les Brown. A Remarkable Life is available to all of us. And Candy G, internationally recognized speaker, life coach, and author, gives us the keys to release the imprisoned splendor, as Elizabeth Browning would say. Candy G is the message that she brings. She has a strong sense of purpose to change the planet and transform people's lives. Candy G and I have shared the stage throughout the United States and all the way to London. Everyone has been amazed with the strategic thinking and winning approach they have gained, not only from her speeches and seminars, but also from her celebrated life coaching program. Now Boarding brings forth a great deal from that program, tied in with Candy G's own life experiences and guaranteed to change your life. This book will enable you to live the life others only dream about. This has been Mrs. Mamie Brown's baby boy. Candy G, you've made us all proud.
Hey, that was the one and only, the motivator, Mr. Les Brown, who is a grand friend and mentor. And I'm very excited to say that our latest issue of Nothing But Good News magazine, which just came out about a week ago, has an inspiring story about Les Brown. And so what I'd like you to do is go to CandyG.com. That's CandeeG.com. Go to the Good News section, find Nothing But Good News magazine, and just download that for you. That is my gift to you, my listening audience, because we are here at Nothing But Good News, New World Media, trying to create places for you to hear the good stuff. And that's why today we have Dr. Joe Rubino, and he's talking about self-esteem and personal reinvention. And before we went to break, Joe, you were talking about what it was like inside your head as the dentist who at the time was unfulfilling for you. I'm putting those words in your mouth, but that's what I'm kind of getting, and that you wanted to find that place of passion. And you found a place where you went out and studied and researched and began to understand the extraordinary power of helping folks rediscover, reinvent, find their own personal self-esteem. Now, oftentimes, the lack of self-esteem is the kind of thing where a lot of folks don't even notice it. Would you say that's true?
Yeah, it's really invisible to so many people because they focus on the areas, perhaps, that are working in their lives, and they kind of ignore or they suppress the areas that are painful. so they're not totally present to them. And when the resignation kicks in, Candy, they actually start to give up the hope that they can actually change and they can live the life of their dreams. So it becomes the status quo for them, and they become blind to the fact that they're living in that resigned state. And it's just something that is, and they think that that's just the way it is, and there's nothing much they can do about it.
So you've got somebody that has created extraordinary success. They have hundreds and hundreds of employees, and their business does millions and millions of dollars a year, but the only place they have real success is in their business and watching the bottom line. As the other pieces of their life, the balance piece kind of spirals out of control. But what they do instead is focus on the one piece that's working. Are you kind of talking about that?
Yes, and what many people do is they will compensate, overcompensate, to the point where they will put their life into the area that's working, such as business, because they know they can win there. And it's oftentimes at the expense of their family, at the expense of their happiness, their recreation, their social life, all the things that would be more important to them if they thought that they could make those areas of their lives work more optimally. And so one of two things happens when people are in that mode where they think that, for example, let's say a business person thinks that business is the only way that he or she can be successful and can get the warm fuzzies in life. Either they will be driven to constantly produce more and more success there, thinking that, well, if I just make a little bit more money, or I get that other promotion, or I get another award, then I'll be worthwhile. Then I'll feel good about who I am. Then people will like me. I'll belong, or whatever that is. But it's kind of like climbing a ladder that has its end in the clouds. No matter how high you climb, the ladder just keeps going and going and going, because you constantly find ways to invalidate yourself, because you're not basing your self-evaluation on a sound foundation. You're actually basing it on the misinterpretations that a little child made up and that you've carried forward through the decades of your life. So we're either driven to prove that we're worthwhile and nothing is ever good enough, or we just give up and we decide, for example, that maybe we'll never have a rich, rewarding relationship, or we'll never have fun, or we'll never be in shape, or whatever the other areas that we've decided aren't very rewarding for us.
So where do we start? With the person that says, okay, I'm hearing you. I hear you, Joe. That's me. What's the first thing I do?
Well, the first thing you do is you look to reinterpret your life in such a way that you can heal and complete your past. And there are some exercises that we give in the self-esteem system, which I'm going to share one of the most important ones. It's one where we get to reinterpret not only what happened to us when we were a child, but we get to separate out facts from interpretations in our daily upsetting events. Because whatever we made up early on in life, Candy, is the same upset that we've lived hundreds of thousands of times over and over again. So what there is to do is, whenever we're in an upset, separate out what was said or done. What did the other person say or do that made you angry, sad, or afraid? Those are the three addictive emotional responses that are the glue that keeps this whole misinterpretation mechanism in place.
Okay, so say that one again. Is it when you're
sure.
in an upset? Okay, evaluate. What were those things?
We separate out what was said or done, the facts, like we were mm-hmm. reporting for the New York Times,
mm-hmm.
versus what we made up about those facts.
Okay.
All of the interpretations that make us angry, sad, or afraid. See, those moods, which we all have one of them predominantly with our name on it, is the impetus that has us constantly misinterpret things in the future. Because it makes us right about something, it helps us to avoid responsibility, and we don't want to be responsible because it would mean we'd have to change our behavior, our actions, and our thoughts. And we also get to be a victim. We get to feel sorry for ourselves. We get to justify or explain why things are the way they are in our lives that's not working. So this tool is one where early on in life, when we made something up about ourselves, we can first look at that early episode. We can separate out what happened. So, for example, let's take an abusive situation, because that's one that has a lot of juice for a lot of people. where early on in life, child is 6 years old, incurs an abusive situation with an adult. The child makes something up about themselves that they're not good enough, for example. They make up that other people are mean and cruel or something to that effect. Right. And then they go on in life scanning for episodes where they can create those same interpretations that give them the same emotional reaction. So let's say that that made the child angry first and then sad. Well, that pattern is continued so that the child now goes into adulthood interpreting life in a way where he or she scans for opportunities to interpret life in a way that makes him or her angry and then sad. So it doesn't matter what the situation is, that is the fuel that colors what the person makes up about life. So I'll give you an example. When I was 5 years old, I was playing down in the park, and some teenagers came around, and they decided to play football. The only thing is they used me as a football. So they meant no harm. I know that now. But at the time, I was 5 years old. They were throwing me from one kid to the next, and I fell and hurt my head and, you know, got some bumps and bruises. And I made up that I was small and insignificant. People didn't like me and that they mistreated me and other people were cruel. So based on that initial assumption, I went through life interpreting situations in such a way that I became angry first and then sad, and I made up that I was insignificant, people didn't like me, and that people were cruel. And so it didn't really matter what was going on over there because that's how I saw things, no matter what they were. And we all have that version of life where our interpretations give us our mood of anger, sadness, or fear. One of those three drives us. And we make up something that reinforces that initial thought that we're not good enough or unlovable or defective in some way.
And this is really good stuff. I mean, it's really easy to understand, and I can see how folks could take a lot of this today and just say, wow, I can, you know, create a template where I can begin to take a look at the situations in my life, which is really incredible stuff, Joe. I really appreciate you being here. I'm thinking about the couple. Let's say there are two people, and you've got one person that's really, really working on yourself. Let's go back. Let's go back to how you're talking about we plug into situations and they create the situations that'll have the anger, the sadness, or the fear. And in doing that, based on our past experiences, someone will get involved in a relationship and they will push their hot buttons to create the anger, the sadness, or the fear. You follow me?
Absolutely.
Okay, so now you've got one person that is embedding themselves in Joe's work and is really learning how that stuff works and is beginning to heal the past and creating, assessing, and designing a new future. But you have one person that's not working on it and is still trying to plug in. Mm-hmm. What do you do in that kind of a situation?
We change the way we're dancing, because as long as we dance in the same way, and what I mean by that is as long as we're in reactive mode, as long as we're at the effect of what other people say and do, we're constantly going to have that same drama cycle play over and over again, Candy. So when one partner, for example, changes and is no longer attached to what the other person says or does, they give the other person room to be who they are, they no longer react in the way that they're accustomed to with anger or sadness or fear, now that other person typically will see that they can't push that person's buttons anymore. They can't pull that person's strings. And so they change their dance step. And the bottom line is sometimes the partner will want to be right. They won't like when their partner changes because it's comfortable. They're used to that relationship being that way. It gives them their mood of anger or sadness or fear. And so they will resist any change. But the bottom line is we all need to take responsibility for our lives so we can let people know how we are to be, how they are to be around us. We get to train people what we will and will not put up with in life. And the bottom line is we can invite them always with love to come with us. And in the end, we need to take responsibility for making our own lives work. And if someone else isn't willing to put themselves in that personal development process, then perhaps at times we need to move on.
You know, it's interesting, and you really have a wonderful way of explaining things. And life really is about personal responsibility. I know in my own life, a lot of folks, when they hear the story of my past, they sit back and go, whoa, how is it that you've ever made it to where you are? And, of course, I know in my heart of hearts it's because of that situation and wanting to grow that I made it to where I am today and continue to grow. I'm never going to get there. Yes. I'm going to continue to grow because that is what this life is about for me. But it's interesting when you talk about that training piece, about training somebody how you want to be and how to treat me. And forgive me, because this may be a terrible metaphor, but I just got a brand new puppy. And I have a 6-year-old Wheaton Terrier, and I have a 3-month-old Wheaton Terrier. And in the training process, I'm like telling everybody, this is the way we have to be with the puppy so that the puppy will react this way with us. And as you're explaining that, I'm thinking, wow, this is just like housebreaking my puppy.
Yes.
In many respects, absolutely many respects. But it's also, you know, you talk about the assessing phase. What is the assessing phase? What are you assessing?
Well, it starts out with looking at identifying your most important values, those threads that run through the fabric of who you are at your soul level, those qualities that are so important to you that when those threads are pulled, you become non-communicative. You shut down. You don't want to play any longer. You become angry. So when our values aren't being honored, life doesn't work for us. And so often we are not totally in tune with what those most important values are. For example, for myself, I didn't know that contribution was a huge value of mine, that creativity was so important, that love and belonging were huge values. And so my life wasn't working because I wasn't being an inspiration, I wasn't contributing, I wasn't being creative, I wasn't belonging. All of the things that mattered most to me, I wasn't aware of the fact that they were that important. So when we identify those core values that are so important to us, then we get to look at, okay, what's missing that if put into place would honor each of these values? So we get to assess what's working in our lives, what our strengths are, and what our missing elements are that we can now reinvent so that we can put into place those missing pieces that make our life work more optimally. So that's just the first step. We can go on and talk about then identifying our gifts, those qualities that really represent who we are, that we need to manifest into the world, that most people just are totally out of touch with. They don't realize that they have these gifts, and they're not living them. They're they are not in touch with their life purpose, which is something we all can declare that we're going to be up to in life to inspire us, so that if we were to live the next 300 or 400 years, we couldn't wait to get up every day and do this, so we could live with passion. So there's a whole list of exercises and topics for us to take a good inventory about what's working in every area of life, what's missing that needs to be put into place, have life work more optimally in that area. So that's really the assessment part of the three-step process.
What was the piece for you that allowed you, I'm going to finish this question and come back after commercial break, you can answer for me, that allowed you to understand the piece of contribution, inspiration, creativity, love, all of those pieces for you that you now wanted to contribute to life? How did you get there? I want you to answer that for me right after this commercial break. This is Candy G and Joe Rubino on Nothing But Good News Radio.
Break away to break through to become the total woman you're destined to be. Transform your life and be part of the Total Woman Breakthrough Forum. 2 power-packed days, May 13th and 14th, 2010, at Marriott Hollywood Beach. For information and to register, visit www.totalwoman.us or call 561-210-7186. See you there.
Candy G is a sales coach, life skills coach, speaker, author, and personal motivator. A recognized leader in the motivational speaking industry, Candy G teaches universal, timeless principles and real-time action steps, revealing the secrets to true success, happiness, and personal prosperity. She shows others how to master their own lives. For more information on events with Candy G or available products and services, please contact 1-888-526-3334 or visit us online at www.candyg.com. Candy G is also available to customize programs for your corporation, group, or organization.
I just completed the most fabulous program that I ever had the opportunity to be a part of. I'd like to thank you, Candy, for all your help and your inspiration. A little down on myself, not knowing where I was going, but you have brought it out of me. You've given me the confidence to know that I can achieve anything that I set my mind to.
Welcome back. This is Nothing But Good News Radio, and this is your host, Candy G. And before we get back to Dr. Joe Rubino to answer our question, a couple of announcements that I want to make for you. One is that I have a program I wrote based on 30-some years of study that I have been teaching almost primarily in the corporate arena for the last 10 years. And I've been doing a couple of public vision programs this year, and I've got one coming up May 21st and 22nd. If you're interested, go to the website, candyg.com, K-A-N-D-E-E-G.com, and then email me, and we'll give you all of the details on the program. It is not for sale on the website. We will only have a very, very small group here. It really is about creating your vision, what that means, and there's tons and tons and tons of information on the website. So instead of me spending a lot of time here now, go to candyg.com, K-A-N-D-E-E-G.com. Look at the vision program and contact me, and the event will be May 21st and 22nd. And again, the reason it is not for sale on the website is we are only taking a very small group of folks, but you can check that out. The other thing is this weekend is Mother's Day, and I know where you can go for Mother's Day brunch. It is one of my favorite restaurants, the Vienna Cafe and Wine Bar, 9100 State Road 84. They have a fabulous brunch this Sunday for Mother's Day, and what you want to do is just go ahead and give them a call. Maybe you can get, oh, here's a number, 954-423-1961. Check out their Mother's Day brunch. It is amazing. The food is fabulous. The wine list is off the hook. But just go ahead and give them a call and tell them Candy G sent you. So, Joe, so the answer to that question for me was, what was that piece that took you to the place to begin to uncover, as you did the assessing, all those things that you knew in order for you to have a passionate, fulfilled life, that you needed to be connected to these things called community and giving back and creativity and inspiration and love? What brought you there?
Well, I learned, Candy, from my coaches that I could not only develop those qualities, but I could actually declare that I would be those qualities. And I always thought that, you know, either you were inspirational and charismatic or you weren't. Either you were a contributor or you weren't wired to contribute. And that was the big lie. So what I learned was that we all have the ability to declare who we are and to choose those qualities that we want to step into. And then moment by moment, we can ask ourselves, okay, if I'm a contributor, how can I contribute right now? And as I'm speaking with you, if I'm inspirational, how can I inspire you? If I want to be known for love, how can I act out of love as opposed to out of fear or out of anger? So moment by moment, we're coming to a fork in the road as we're walking down the path of life. We can choose the well-worn path that we've always taken that is operating out of convenience, or we can choose the new path that is really in alignment with stepping into a new commitment that's in sync with the qualities that we want to be known for. So it's about managing our commitments moment by moment, and the more that we do it, the easier it gets, and after 30 days it becomes a habit.
You know, it's interesting, and I want to talk about young folks for a minute and our youth and how that we help them plug into this place that's called passion and purpose, and what does it mean for them to understand these things, and how do we teach them self-esteem at an early age. And I want to share a story with you. This was a couple of years ago, and I was asked to speak at a local university, and they had a young entrepreneurs club, and they brought me in as their motivational speaker, and I was there to motivate them, and I had hundreds of bright, shining faces in the room. I love talking to young folks, and especially the young entrepreneurs club. So I walked in there, and the first question I asked was, who here has a dream? And I will tell you, hundreds of hands went up in the air. So I started asking them, what is your dream? And one by one, I would hear these stories in grand, drippy detail of what they wanted to create and who they were and what they wanted to connect to and what life meant to them. I have to tell you, Joe, I was completely taken aback because they had so much insight as to who they were and what they wanted to do. And so after I listened to quite a few of these dreams being told, I threw my hand back up in the air and I said, who here's working on their dream? And Joe, no one raised their hand. And I was so surprised. I just kind of stood there for a second and then I asked them why. And do you know they all gave me the same answer? And it wasn't, I don't know how to get started. I don't know what it looks like. I don't have enough money. They all gave me the same answer. Do you know what that was?
What was it?
My parents don't want me to do it.
Wow.
But isn't that amazing insight into us as parents helping and allowing the spirit and the dream and the self-esteem to grow as opposed to dictating, I know better than you what you need for your life. Now, that doesn't mean that a parent can't help their child become, but I thought it was really pretty amazing to me.
Well, that's surprising, Candy, because, you know, parents have different degrees of parenting skills. And there is much that parents can do with respect to championing their children to develop high self-esteem. They can love them unconditionally. They can hold them as more competent and capable and greater than they see themselves. They can constantly acknowledge them. They can love them totally. So there's actually, I've identified 33 things that they can do, and it's the topic of my next book that I'm currently writing.
Isn't that a wonderful segue?
So, yes.
Are you still with me?
Andy?
Hello? Are you still there?
I'm here.
That's what we love about live radio. You never know what's going to happen. That's awesome, and I think there should be more parenting books and more books for young folks on how to develop self-esteem and that piece that allows them to step out and become everything that they're meant to become instead of getting into a downward spiral of I don't know where I'm going or not being good enough. And I think that goes on for a lot of folks even very early on, don't you think?
Well, it does, and unfortunately parents and everyone does the best they know how to do.
Exactly.
And oftentimes their behaviors are counterproductive because they inadvertently keep their children small and stuck. And you know, we all have the things that we made up about ourselves. And oftentimes parents have the way that they see the world influence the way that their children see the world. And so they impart onto them self-defeating principles, limiting beliefs, their own insecurities and fears.
Right, so children have not only their own fears and habits, but, you know, it's generational. It's in the DNA somewhere. What we're going to do is we're going to come back in 2 minutes, and we're going to talk about all the great stuff that Dr. Joe is doing, how we can find him, and how we can get all of his really cool stuff. So we'll be right back. This is Nothing But Good News Radio.
Are you shipping electronics, hazardous material, live animals, or household goods? At Amerjet, we welcome all your business. We carry it all. Ship your goods direct with Amerjet, and you know you're getting the best price and the most reliable service. Amerjet has daily all-cargo flights to the Caribbean, Mexico, Central, and South America. Local offices and staff in every country. Call 1-800-927-6059.
Hi, I'm Anne from Fort Lauderdale. Now, I'm no stranger to the self-help aisle in the bookstores, and there are so many fabulous motivational speakers out there, but somehow I have never been able to apply what they say to make my life as happy and successful as theirs. Until I read Now Boarding, Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life by Candy G. In this book, Candy G takes motivational speaking out of the theoretical right into the practical. Her step-by-step instructions on how to identify the blocks we have to our own success and happiness followed by step-by-step instructions in her reclamation process is like some kind of magic bullet aimed at creating the life that we desire and so richly deserve. Candy G is a remarkable woman who used these same tools to create a life overflowing with love and success. And now this remarkable method is available in her first book, Now Boarding, Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life. Don't hesitate to buy it and just watch magical things start happening in your life.
Hey there, I'm glad you're still here with us. This is Candy G, Nothing But Good News Radio, and Dr. Joe Rubino. And, you know, Dr. Joe, you really do have a lot of great stuff. You've got a couple of great websites, and you talk about the self-esteem book, The Ultimate Guide to Boost, the most underrated ingredient for success and happiness. Tell us a little bit about how folks can find you, some of the things that you're doing, where we can get your books.
Well, I'd be happy to, and I have a gift, actually, for everyone, Candy. It's a 45-minute audio called 7 Steps to Soaring Self-Esteem, and it comes with 7 mini-course lessons, each lesson on a different area of enhancing your self-esteem, and it's free as a thank you for checking out the work that we do with the Self-Esteem System. And our listeners can pick those up free, as well as a membership that's free, again, to the Success Achievers Club by visiting www.selfesteemsystem.com. Let me say that again, selfesteemsystem.com.
And we'll make sure we get that in again. You really do have a lot of great stuff on here. And folks can go to selfesteemsystem.com, and also you have the centerforpersonalreinvention.com, correct?
Correct. That's our main website where they can learn about all of the books and the CDs and the courses and the videos that we've created, and it's all there to support people to live their best lives.
That's awesome. That's really awesome. You know, do you do workshops, events? Are you out in the community? Do folks get to see you?
Yes, quite often we do courses,
okay.
3-day courses called Conversations for Success. We offer both a coaching program and a certified coaching program where anyone interested in delivering the work that we deliver, because there's such a great need out there to champion people's self-esteem, we actually have a program where we certify coaches to deliver the work as well. So that's all on the centerforpersonalreinvention.com site.
And you're right, there is a great need out there, absolutely a great need out there. So, and one of the things that I want to talk to you about is a project that you and I are both involved in, and that is The Journey, the movie. Have you gone for your filming dates yet?
I have. I was in Los Angeles last week, and it was so exciting, and I'm so looking forward to that great movie coming out, Candy.
It's pretty great. And your film dates, who did you film with?
I filmed with two individuals that were pretty inspirational. The first one was Matt Browning, and the second was Mick Moore. And they were both, Matt is an expert hypnotist, and Mick is an expert in web development and a great internet marketer.
That's awesome. And I know for myself in this movie, I'll tell the listening audience a little more about the movie, and certainly we've been talking about it here on Nothing But Good News Radio, is going to be released in December. And it also, cast members also include Brian Tracy, Don Boyer, Bob Proctor, Marie Diamond, Nick Halleck, Dale Holloway, Roland Roberts, Dallas Humble. I mean, it's just there's a lot of really great cast members. You know, one of the things that I noticed when I went out for filming, we had different filming dates. When I went out for filming, Joe, was that the people that were involved in putting this film together, everyone that I met, their intention behind what everyone was doing was all about how can we make a difference? What can we do with this movie to make a difference? How can we make it the best thing that it can be so that it can make a difference? In your personal experience, what can you share about the power of intention when it comes to making things manifest, create, become part of what you want to become in your life?
Well, it all starts with intention, Candy. And if we don't intend, then we're at the effect of whatever the world throws our way. But when we have an intention to manifest something, to contribute, to produce a result, not only our mind, but the entire universe, people that we're in communication with, everything comes together to manifest that result. Our energy shifts. We attract energy that's consistent with the energy that we put forth. So intention is really the first step in creating a result.
You know, it's interesting because, and you do, you have a lot of great information on your site. So I've really enjoyed taking a look. And I love statistics. And one of your statistics was that that shows that less than 50% of us are really happy with the quality of life. And does it start with the intention of saying, I am going to create a happy life, or I have a happy life, or what I have is happy?
Yeah, it comes back to that piece of gratitude. You know, we're so good at invalidating ourselves. We're so good at looking at what's not working. But we're not very good at acknowledging ourselves, acknowledging other people to create happiness. We're not very good at looking for the gold. In listening for the gold, we're not very good at seeing the glass not only as half full, but constantly being refilled and overflowing, which it really is. And when we think scarcity, when we think we're suffering and struggling and we're at the effect of what the world gives us, then we manifest that as a self-fulfilling prophecy. So we don't live intentionally. We live at the effect of whatever life comes our way, and we become a victim and we suffer and we get to, you know, feel sorry for ourselves and evoke the sympathy of other people.
Yeah, instead, how about tapping into passion and tapping into making a difference and tapping into playing and tapping into love and all those great gifts that life has to bring? We have 2 minutes before we go off the air. Joe, can you take 60 seconds and leave the listening audience with one last message from Dr. Joe Rubino?
I'm happy to, Candy, and that is a challenge. If you are like I was 20 years ago, if you are not leading your best life, if you're resigned and apathetic in any area, if you're not totally, more than abundant, but opulent, if you're not attracting rich relationships that are so rewarding, if you're not having fun and pursuing your passions and just living in fulfillment, and if you're not sure what your life purpose is, if you haven't declared one, if you're not in touch with your gifts, then my invitation to you is that now's the time. We all are given opportunities daily, and we either see the opportunities and we act upon them, or we let them go by and we live in resignation and in struggle. So this is one such opportunity. You're not listening to us today by accident. You were meant to hear this message. And my invitation to you is take a baby step, do something. Action is necessary in order to get out of your rut and to move your life forward. All of the tools are there. Learn about Candy's work. Check out our website. Do something that's going to propel your life forward. And an amazing thing will happen when you have the courage to do something. The universe shifts. Doors open. Serendipities happen. Opportunities that you wouldn't see before become obvious to you. And everything is there. God, the universe, you are provided with such great guidance. And all you need to do is to co-create and to step into that. And you'll see that your life can be one that is really miraculous.
Boy, right up on the music, Joe. That was really, really good. That was a fabulous message. Hey, this show was recorded, like all the shows, Nothing But Good News Radio. You can go on to CandyG.com, CandyG.com, and just listen to. We have probably about 300 shows archived, and it's really good stuff. But I'm telling you, today's show was especially good. You want to go back and listen to it over and over again. Jam-packed. And make sure you go to, what is that website again? The Self-Esteem
selfesteemsystem.com and centerforpersonalreinvention.com.
And you can always contact me, Candy G, like always, and I'll make sure you get the 411. Hey, this has been a great show. We'll join you back here again on Monday for another great show with Roland Roberts. This is Candy G telling you, you know what I want you to do. Get on out there and live life like you mean it, okay? Listen, thanks a lot, Joe. Bye for now.